Sairam children, a warm welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
Sairam children, hope you all had a wonderful week. And welcome back, Ganesh.
Oh, thank you, Prem. It is so wonderful to be back with all you lovely children, our dear friends.
Children, do you know what is special about this week? Wondering what it is? Do you know what we celebrated in Prashanthi Nilayam yesterday?
Oh, yes. It was a very, very special day. Children, yesterday was the day in memory of Mother Ishwaramma, the physical mother of our dear Bhagwan. And you know, since she loved children, the Ishwaramma Day is also celebrated as Balvikas Day.
Oh, yes. And I remember when Swami would celebrate Ishwaramma Day in Vrindavan. Balvikas children from the city of Bangalore would come and sing bhajans and even stage a drama before Swami. Needless to say, it used to be wonderful.
Not only that, children, this week is special for one more reason. Does any of you know what it is? Take a guess, let's see.
Correct, children. This Sunday is the International Mother's Day. So isn't this week truly special? Mother Ishwaramma's Day on Wednesday and International Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yes, children. The second Sunday of every May is celebrated as the Mother's Day. But Prem, do you think it's a good idea to celebrate a Mother's Day?
That's a good question, Ganesh. Are mothers who strive and struggle selflessly to take care of us every single day of our life, is it fair to remember her just once a year? Definitely not. But it is good that we do have a Mother's Day. That way we could talk about on Children's Hour, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. Special days are always welcome, you know.
That is why I would like to say, celebrate a Mother's Day once a year if you wish, but celebrate your mother every day.
Oh, beautiful, Prem. Yes, we all must be always grateful to our mothers. And you know, children, even very great people always are grateful to their parents. And in fact, if you have such a reverence, you will always do well in life.
You know, Ganesh, the other day I was reading something. Do you know Sachin Tendulkar?
Come on, Prem. Who will not know Sachin in this country?
That's true.
I'm sure all our children there know too. But what about him?
Last year, he was conferred the Bharat Ratna. You know, that's the highest honor for any Indian citizen. And you know what he said when he received it? He said, I dedicate this award and honor to my mother. This is all for her. I realize what kind of sacrifices millions of mothers in India make for their children. This is for all of them.
Wow. See, children, reverence to one's mother is truly a sign of greatness. Always be grateful to your mother. Speaking about awards and great people, I am reminded of another legend. Do you know A.R. Rahman?
Now it's my turn to say, come on, Ganesh. Who in this country does not know A.R. Rahman? He is a legendary music composer and also the winner of the Oscar Award. Not one, but two.
Yes, yes. And what I am going to say is about the Oscar Award. When he went up to receive the award, you know what he said? The great legend said, I am very happy today. I am happy because my mother is here to see me receive the award. He did not say I am happy to receive the award. He said, I am happy that my mother is here to see it.
Truly, Ganesh, the foundation for all greatness is reverence and love towards one's mother. After all, isn't it that the mother is one's first teacher?
Yes, children. You all learnt your first words from your mother. Learn to walk from your mother. She is your first and foremost teacher. And you should be very, very grateful to her.
And children, if your mother is around, go run to her and give her one big hug. Swami would say, every great person had a noble mother who was responsible for their greatness.
Oh, yes. Remember the incident from Mahatma Gandhi's life that Swami would often say. His mother Putli Bai had this practice of keeping a fast on certain days. She would eat only after she hears the cuckoo. Mahatma Gandhi was a little boy then, and his name was Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. His mother used to lovingly call him Mohan. He could not bear to see her hungry. And you know what he did?
Mohan! Mohan, come here. Nashta kar lo, beta.
Ma, even you have food. The kokila must have gone to find food for herself. Aap bhi kha lo, ma.
No, beta. Once we make a promise, we should learn to stick to it, no matter the cost. Theek hai, aaj thodi der ho gayi. You finish, it's time to go to school, and I will finish my chores.
Mother will go hungry the entire day if she keeps waiting like this, and I can't bear to see her hungry. She works so hard all day long. She will fall sick. What to do? Where should I go? Aha! Wonderful idea! Mother wants to listen to the cuckoo, na? So she will. Coo! Coo! Ma! Ma! Did you listen to that? The kokila just cooed. Come, have your breakfast. Ma! Kya hua?
Mohan, get out of my sight.
I'm sorry, mother.
No, it's not your mistake. I'm a great sinner. Lord, I must be really a papatma that such a liar had to be born to me. Tell me, Bhagwan, how should I atone for my sins? Lies flow from his tongue so easily. I have failed as a mother.
Mother, please forgive me. I could not bear to see you hungry. That's all. I've done it with good intentions only.
Mohan, the path to hell is paved with good intentions only. The ends may be good, but the means to achieve it must be even better. Remember, God is always watching us, though we may not be able to see Him. Be true to yourself and Him. Satyam Bruya, Priyam Bruya. Mohan, speak the truth. Speak lovingly with everyone.
I forgot what is right and wrong. I shall never ever speak a lie. I would rather die than see tears in your eyes.
Satyameva Jayati. Satyameva Jayati. Satyameva Jayati. Satyameva Jayati. Namritam Satyena Panta Vitato Vesvayanaha.
So you heard, children? Gandhiji realized that what hurts his mother most is when he speaks a lie. So he decided, I will never ever speak lies in my life. And it was this teaching of his mother that transformed Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi into Mahatma Gandhi.
Swami says the same about many a great people. He tells how Jijya Bai was responsible for Chhatrapati Shivaji to become a great man. Mother Kausalya was responsible for Lord Rama's greatness.
Swami also talks about Abraham Lincoln's mother. Do you all know Abraham Lincoln, children? He is said to be the greatest American president ever. He always remembered the lessons his mother taught him, and Swami says that is why he became such a great man.
But children, if a mother can make such great men out of ordinary people, imagine how much more lucky we are that we have Swami as our mother.
Oh yes, children. Don't we start our program every week with a song which says, we are the children of Sai? Doesn't that mean Swami is our true mother? How fortunate we are, children.
But just having a great mother is not good enough, children. People like Gandhi, Shivaji and Lincoln became great because they followed the words of their mother and revered them. So if we have to benefit completely, what should we do?
We must always remember the words of Mother Sai and strive to live by it. That is the best way we can love Mother Sai.
Children, in this week that is special for mothers, there is one more mother we must not forget. We must love and obey our mother. Love and obey Mother Sai. But there is another mother we must love, revere and also take care of.
Oh yes, I know who that mother is. And you're right, Ganesh, we must never forget this valuable mother. Children, this mother is Mother Nature.
Isn't she the kindest and most loving mother, children? She gives us all that we ask for, from fruits to vegetables, gold and silver, these beautiful sceneries, beaches, valleys, mountains, rivers and what not, all for our joy. Isn't it important we take care, we take good care of her, just like how we care for our own mother at home?
Children, we will leave you with this thought for you to reflect. And it is up to each one of us how we take care of Mother Nature. And even as we reflect, we are going to play for you a wonderful drama. And this drama was staged by children from South Africa.
This drama is about loving and respecting nature and to lead a good human life. They presented this drama during the Christmas of 2012.
It's in Africa's old voices that humankind's richest stories lie. In the beautiful continent Mama Africa, tribes have an old tradition of storytelling. It's our stories that connect us with our spirit, our native motherland. In almost every village lives a wise storyteller, a granny or gogo. At night, around the fire, under the African baobab tree, the gathered villagers and travelers sit mesmerized by Gogo's childhood tales. Her face lights up and she begins, "Kwasu kwasu geela." Once upon a time, her stories teach that love is the golden thread that binds us all together as one. Ubuntu, meaning I am because you are. You are because I am.
Paga, paga, langa, nyanga, mhlaba no lwandle, yenike ukuhlakanipha, yebo mina ngixoxele intaba, yelele ngixoxele intaba, kubuye inhlonipho yamasiko yethu.
Kwasuka, kwasukela. Once upon a time, when the earth was young, God looked on and smiled at his divine creation. Rivers flowed freely, animals roamed without fear, and all mankind lived in harmony.
Did God make this strange tree too, Gogo?
Yes, my dear. This is the ancient baobab tree, the mother tree of Africa. It provides all creatures with food, medicine, and shelter. In African culture, it is a sacred meeting place for villagers and travelers. Look at how many new visitors we have today.
But Gogo, why does it have such big roots?
Ah, you see, to the people of Africa, the tree is a sacred symbol of strength and faith. It's deeply rooted into Mother Earth.
And why is it so tall?
It rises up high to greet our Father Sky, so that it can serve all God's creatures.
But we don't have roots and we are small. How can we help?
That is very easy. God's love is the root in you. Just have love in your heart.
Gogo, who takes care of the baobab trees?
The earth angel, Gaia, and her helpers. Let us invite her to join us.
Gaia! Gaia! Where are you?
Yeah. Welcome, Gaia. Explain to all what we can learn from nature and this wonderful tree.
My friends, listen. Nature's helpers will tell you.
Baobab tree, tree of life, created by God, Nkosi himself. You are here to teach oneness and all, reaching to God with all of your parts. What a wonder indeed you are.
So you see, children, that we have much to learn from this ancient baobab tree. Love all, stand tall, and cherish one another. You are all branches of the same great tree.
Omkaram Bindu Sayuktam Nityam Dhyayanti Yoginah Kamadam Mokshadam Chaiva Omkaraya Namo Namah.
I agree, Gogo. Everything we see in creation is indeed a manifestation of the divine. God even sent his son Jesus to teach humankind to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Gogo, look, it's so exciting. More new friends from around the world are joining us this Christmas.
That's lovely. There's room for everyone.
You may be from Mexico. You may be in Israel, you may be in Africa, but there's something the same in you and me. You may be from Italy, China, Spain, Singapore, India, Japan or Peru, but there's something the same in me and you.
Namaste, namaste, I salute the
along, new travelers. All are welcome here as one family. Kwasuka kwasukela. Once upon a time, Africa went through many troubled times. But through God's love, Africa is healing from the pains of the past. It is their deep faith in God, Nkosi, that gives our people the strength to live for a new tomorrow.
One knew then that we are bound together with the golden thread of God's love.
What is the golden thread?
Follow your heart and you will discover it.
Is the golden thread in the sun and the moon?
Yes.
In the butterflies too?
Oh yes, even in the tiniest things.
That's why we must live in love. We must see the whole world as one family and share and care for all God's creation.
Listen, that is the message that the ancestors are whispering to you. Listen to the tree of voices.
In the country Mali, the ancestors used to say, if you don't need anyone, then no one will need you.
The mystical spirit Tiwara reveals the secrets of how to righteously live off the land, just like Jesus taught. Tiwara taught all to work hard and to protect the earth and its creatures. To call the Tiwara, people used to clap and call out, Nado, which means, it's me in Mali. Can you do that?
Nado! Nadar! Nadar!
This Christmas, the Tiwara shall dance to celebrate the love and joy that Jesus and Sai Baba spread on earth. Let's invite the spirits of the land.
Tiwara! Tiwara!
Aburure ni kokowa Ewa kalale Aburu ibikani wao Kamura sife Uidani leti baia Tiemimua
Baobab tree is the home to many creatures of the African jungle.
What's going on?
The natural elements are enraged. Come, children, come. Stay close together.
The natural elements have come to show you that they are very unhappy due to the decline in love and the lack of care. The balance of nature has been upset, but never lose faith.
I am Sungon, the mad mind of the moon. I am here to control the human mind. This is my age, the age of Kali.
Oh, bow! Empress and Ghana is here.
All this chaos in nature that you see is brilliant. I am past the mind of humans, distracting them from their real godly nature. I will down on their weak minds.
And wherever there is suffering and strife, trouble and turbulence, you will find us, the vices.
What is happening, Coco? The natural elements are so angry. I'm afraid. Oh, children, we must hurry. Let's go. Sangana, the mad-minded baboon, has arrived. He captures all weak human minds. The elements are very unhappy with humans and their selfish abuse of nature.
Why? Why are humans so inconsiderate?
The lack of love and care among some living things upset the balance in Mother Nature. What you see is the result of the state of man's mind.
That's because I have captured their minds and sown the seeds of jealousy, anger, greed, hatred, pride, and envy into them. It is mission Kali Yuga accomplished.
We rule, we rule, we rule. We have mankind under an illusion.
I promise to return when humankind changes and to restore one love back into the world, just as Jesus taught.
What one love? As long as I'm here, I'll make the human mind so restless that it'll be plagued by hurry, worry.
And there we say curry.
There will be no love, nor peace. Everything is going as planned. There'll be no unity of thought, word and deed when Sangana is here.
Come, children, Let us chant together the name of God, Nkosi, with love. This will help calm the rage of the elements.
Then will we experience peace too, Gogo?
Yes, certainly, children. Let's chant together.
Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
Ah, Gaia, you have returned.
Yes, thank you. Your sincere prayers for the happiness of all beings in the universe is most powerful. It shows that you do understand the golden thread of God's entire creation. It is a wonderful gift to give Jesus on this great day.
Yay!
Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord, who I am. I am all, I am all, eternal.
Aha! All the animals have come out to play again.
Let's ask them if they too have a story to share this Christmas. They too carry the golden thread. You must remember, God is in everything. He listens to even the tiniest of creatures.
Come with me to the baobab tree, to the baobab tree where their eyes will shine, and hearts will leap and feet will dance.
Hya, hya, hya. The International Animal Council is now in session.
We welcome you, members of the International Animal Council. What matter brings you to the savannah this Christmas?
We have a serious matter to solve. We have heard that many animals are suffering because of man's actions.
Observe the distress that people have caused.
How can this happen? How can people be so unkind?
I know the answer to that. I can see far and wide. You see, humans have lost the love in their hearts. They have separated themselves from the rest of creation.
They are so consumed with greed and envy that they are damaging the planet.
Tell us what happened to you.
One at a time, please.
A tourist threw this can out of his jeep and it landed in my home.
Wind blew this plastic into the savannah, and I got tangled in it.
I was picking up berries, and I got trapped in this bag.
Someone had picnic and just threw this box into the water.
Humans drive big cars and use lots of petrol. Now the air is so polluted with their fumes that I cannot breathe.
It is a finding of the Animal Council that human minds are under an illusion. Illusion prevents them from seeing the oneness in all. They have even forgotten that Jesus had made them the protectors of animals.
What can we do to help, O wise owl?
Always remember that your divine nature is love, and that God exists in everything and everyone. This is the golden thread of love. It connects God in all hearts and to the sky, the earth, the oceans, and to all creatures.
So you see, humans, love means responsibility and right action too. God is everywhere. Treat the earth and one another with care.
Your divine nature is love. God exists in you too. The golden thread of love thrives in pure hearts and minds.
Today, The animals have reminded us how Jesus lived. No matter what harm came to him, he was always willing to forgive.
Mother Nature shows the same forgiveness to humans too, but it comes at a price, as we have seen. All will be well. Do not worry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Dear children, continue to follow your heart. Therein is the golden thread of love.
Once again, I hear about this golden thread. When do we get to see it, Gogo?
All in good time, I'm told. Darling child, Swami says to us, be like Jesus, whose only joy was spreading divine love, offering divine love, receiving divine love, and living on divine love.
Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I read in the Holy Bible that God so loved the world that he sent baby Jesus to a special mother called Mary. On that night he was born, a brilliant star lit up the sky to guide shepherds to the manger where the baby lay.
Wise men came from the east to bring gifts to Jesus, and shepherds and animals knelt before him, gazing in wonder. Jesus, we reflect on the wonder of your birth, for your life was like a beacon, Lord, shining brightly in the night, filling the world with radiance of the Father's glorious light. Dear Lord Jesus, ignite us with the light of your love, so you will shine brightly within.
To lay before the King, pa rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. So to honor him, pa rum pum pum pum, when we come.
Manishini Madhavuni Cheya Madine Swargamugamasha Madhavudi Avatarincha Satya Sai Bhagavanuga Yenta Prema Yo Swamiki Yenta Prema Yo Satya Sai Bhagavanuga Yenta Prema Yo.
To transform man to God and earth into heaven, the Almighty has incarnated as Lord Satya Sai. How much is his love? How much is Swami's love?
Ishwarude avatarincha ipavitra bharatana yenta punyamo manajanta punyamo satya sai darshin majanma danyamo.
The Ishvara himself has incarnated in the sacred land of Bharat. How fortunate are we, and how meritorious we have been.
మతం పేర కులం పేర మజ్జరాలు తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమమతలు సాపించ.
He teaches us not to have differences in the name of religion and caste. Swami has taught humaneness and established the religion of love.
Oh, Swami's teachings of universal love are beautiful indeed. Mwenda, what does your name mean among the people of Kenya?
Mwenda means one who cares for others.
Beautiful indeed. You have come a far way from your home. Do you celebrate Christmas in Kenya?
Yes, Koko. On the eve of Christmas, we take our cattle across the rolling hills. Our villages on the hills are lit bright with special fires. Our prayers of hope are, Father, make this holy night radiant with the splendor of Jesus Christ, our light. Then the women of the village do the sacred fire dance.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana.
Vimbo, vimbo,
vimbo,
vimbo,
vimbo mfana.
Vimbo, vimbo,
vimbo,
vimbo,
vimbo mfana.
Vimbo, vimbo, vimbo.
Did you know that when Satya Sai Baba visited Africa in 1968, he was so happy with all the animals and devotees, Swami told the people of Kenya and Uganda,
I have come to light the lamp of love in your hearts, to see that it shines day by day with added luster.
At the very first Christmas in Prashanthi in 1968, Swami filled our hearts. He sang,
Love is my farm, food is my bread, this is my food. My life is my message, excitement is my life. My life is my message, excitement is my life. No reason for love, no reason for love, no back, no death.
Oh, children, that was a very special day indeed, when people from various parts of the world celebrated a holy Christmas as one family at the divine lotus feet of the Lord. Siyabonga Nkosi, we thank you. Nisizwile istori. All these stories have touched our hearts this Christmas under the baobab tree. But in order to hear God, we must silence our minds.
All this is too much for my mind. Silence the mind? Silence me?
You see, holy saints, sages and masters over time have been sent to teach humankind the divine truth, that we are the golden threads of God's love. When you chant the holy name of God, it will help you to realize that you are indeed divine.
What is happening to me? What is this warm, happy feeling? All this talk about God and silencing my mind is changing who I am. But it's a nice feeling.
We feel this nice feeling too. It's really peaceful. Swami, oh Swami, show us the golden thread of love. Like the branches of the baobab tree, make us embrace all and live as one. You are indeed Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, Allah,
Nkulunkulu.
round and round and round, goes the precious beads on our fingers, as we chant your holy name, Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram.
So, if we are loved too, we must spread joy and peace like Jesus did.
Yes, like Jesus.
Then Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa will flourish in the world.
Religions are many, God is one.
Who are all these holy men?
Why, they are your golden thread connections, children. Your soul is connected with people of all faiths. Everything and everyone is a manifestation of the divine.
Allah Sai, Yesu Nanak, Zoroastra Mahir Buddha. Naam bolo Zoroastra Mahir Buddha naam bolo Allah Jesus.
Is the oneness I feel with all.
Sangana, you are feeling the love of Jesus and Satya Sai Baba. Accept this beautiful feeling and live in God's love.
Surrender, surrender, surrender.
Ziyahama. Ziyahama kukwenye kwenkos.
So radiantly before us, dearest Gogo, that, dear ones, is Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Lord of the entire universe.
Sorry.
Sai 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 Baba Sai 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 Baba Sai Sai Sai
प्यार करे सब साई से साई सब से प्यार करे
साई 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 बाबा साई साई साई
प्यार करे सब साई सब से प्यार करे एवरीबॉडी लव्स साई साई लव्स एवरीबॉडी एवरीबॉडी लव्स साई साई लव्स एवरीबॉडी साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम शिरडी वाले
Ubaba is the embodiment of pure love. He has woven the golden thread through humanity, plants, animals, skies, oceans, and lands.
There's a golden thread of love that binds us all together as one.
Ubuntu.
I am because you are. You are because I am.
Oh, Lord Sai. Your divine power of love has transformed us.
We will keep your holy name dancing on our lips from this day onwards.
Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will love your people in my heart.
My lady goes. Salutations to you, Swami.
You took 100 steps towards us when we only took 1 step towards you, my lord.
Beloved Swami, we humbly pray to you to bless us. Your actions
are shown through Leelas, your infinite love. Help us, sweet Lord, on our spiritual journey back to you. All you have ever wanted from us, Lord, is for us to chant your holy name ceaselessly. As children of the Sai legacy, let us be the golden threads who shine with your love and light. Make us ready, Bhagavan, to serve you in the golden age, just like the Lord Jesus did. Together, we shall rise, rise, rise in love.
I would be nothing without you.
Did you all enjoy that drama, children? And hope you enjoyed the program this week.
It's not enough if we just enjoy, children. We must learn and remember the lessons we learn. So what did we learn today? We must always be grateful to our mothers and follow their words. Because whatever they tell us is only for our good.
Same way, we must show love to our mother Sai by living in such a way that will please Swami. And lastly, we must all learn to love and respect Mother Nature.
Alright children, time for us to say goodbye. But wait, we must tell you about an interesting mail we got. Our little friend Bharat wrote a long mail to us about the story we told you last week. He was asking, look, I already have a brother, can I still have Gopal as my friend?
And he also asked, I go to school by bus and there is no forest near my house. So how do I find Gopal? And a few more interesting questions.
All that we can tell you is, these are all very, very important and valid questions. But friend Bharat, all we can do right now is, you have to call God and He will definitely come and you must believe it.
Mm.
But the form in which He comes can be anything. That is God's choice. He does not need a forest for that. He only needs your sincere love.
And even you don't see him, even if you don't see him, imagine that he is always by your side. When you go to your swimming class, Bharat, tell yourself, my friend is with me. He will not allow anything bad to happen to me. When he is by my side, no dog can scare me. Have that strong belief. We assure you, one day, you too will see God, your best friend.
Yes, but it is in your hand, children, how sincerely you try. So children, like Bharat, if you have any questions, do write to us. And you know how to write to us? You have to write to listener@radiosai.org. Okay children, till we meet you next time, it is Sairam from here.
Sairam children, see you next week.